This recording, France 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate at a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it on a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose became to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently, stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose became too tired, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive. Is there 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin? I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Yes, my name is Jacques, and which is a very French name, and I am born in 1942, which means I am in my 60s. All my family is from French origin. My mother is from Belgium, actually, and my father from the west of France. I am a financial advisor and a tax advisor. I like finance. I started as an engineer and got my BS in physics, but I did an MBA at the University of Chicago in finance. I was born in the Alps, but I stayed there only a few years, and I moved to Nice when I was 3 years old. And so on the French Riviera is where I spent most of my childhood. The French educational system has been defined by Napoleon and has never changed. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn a second language when the lycée, which you start which is equivalent of 7th grade here. And my family, so I start to learn English initially on a very theoretical way. And it's easier in Europe to go to different countries, so in summer I will go to England and spend summer either in a school or even working in England. I work in Manchester in a chemical factory, for example. Le président Sarkozy annonce sa démission. Françaises et Français, mes chers compatriotes, lorsque je fais le bilan du temps écoulé, que je passe en revue tous les événements qui se sont produits et les transformations que j'ai tenté d'apporter à notre société depuis mon élection,